You are listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht and Benjamin Pieske, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. In this episode today, we will really speak about reaching your potential, because reaching your potential really very much also depends on your environment. Are you in the right position? Are you in the right company? And so we'll talk about this, and we'll also talk about how to find the right people for your team. And with that, here's the music. Clevofactive, the better approach to finding jobs and team members and much more. This episode will really dive into how good recruitment practices work, what you can expect from a recruiter, what are red flags for a recruiter, and if you're looking for a new job, you should definitely listen to this episode. If you think you will move at some point, or maybe at some point you will be open to a new opportunity, then you should listen to this episode. And if you at one point want to find new statisticians, data scientists, programmers, then you surely should listen to this episode. So stay tuned for this really, really nice episode that I'm producing here together with PSI again, a community dedicated to leading and promoting the use of statistics within the healthcare industry for the benefit of patients. Join PSI today to further develop your statistical capabilities with access to the video on demand content library, free registration to all PSI webinars, and much, much more. Head over to psiweb.org to learn more about PSI activities and become a PSI member today. The PSI conference is just around the corner, and what I heard, it is nearly booked out. This is outstanding. Nearly 600 of your peer fellow statisticians will join this conference in London in June. If you still can get to it, then check out the homepage. I'll be there for the complete period, maybe except the last parts on the Wednesday afternoon. And it would be awesome to just chat. Just approach me if you're at the conference. I'm always very, very interested to speak to anybody who's listening to this podcast. So, and with that, let's dive into the episode today. Welcome to a new episode of The Effective Statistician. And today I'm super excited to have two new guests on the show and to introduce you to a very exciting new project that we have started. Usually a project has a start and an end date. This will not have an end date, at least not in the next years. And let's dive into this topic of today. But first, let me introduce you to Evelyn and André, and they will both say a little bit about themselves. Evelyn, ladies first.
Yeah, thank you very much, Alexander, for being here this morning. So my name is Evelyn, and together with my husband, André, I founded Clevolution. Clevolution is a recruitment agency, but not a typical one. And why? You will learn more in this podcast. I love working with people. I love to get to know them, discover their strengths and potential, and also bring them to shine. And within around two decades of being within the clinical research area, I've been given opportunities to discover different areas of the business, for example, data management, business development, and all aspects of clinical operations. And with my expertise in diverse functions and also various leadership roles, I clearly see the impact and also potential when the right person is working in the right position and in the right company. The right fit makes a huge difference for all sides. And with my own experience and expertise, I will and can make a difference now for people and also companies We as Clevolution therefore always see things from the human perspective. We are interested in the story behind every CV. And as we come from the business, we are active only in this clinical research business, so to say, from expert to expert. And besides these business aspects, I like being creative. I'm passionate about cooking and baking. I love also gardening, to seed vegetables or flowers, to water them, provide the right fertilizers and environment, and to see the plants grow fascinates me. To enjoy then the self-grown salad, vegetables or fruits, and to create a wonderful meal, this is really fantastic. For this opportunity and privilege, I'm very thankful. And my faith in God is the basis and foundation of my life and all what I'm doing every day.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Yeah, I love having fresh salad from the garden as well, especially for a nice barbecue.
So I can invite you, Alex.
And as we are approaching summer or getting into summer now, that's a perfect time for it. Yeah, the right fit is incredibly important. I've seen that so often. You said people move to another position or to another supervisor or to another company, and then they really can unleash their potential and their career really takes off. Yeah, getting the right people is incredibly important. By the way, also from a team leader or any kind of supervisor perspective.
Absolutely.
André, how about yourself?
Yes, thank you, Alex. My name is André. I'm 44 years old and I love this age. The question, of course, is why do I love this age? I think in your mid-40s, you already have a lot of life and work experience, but you are still at an age with a lot of energy and power to really step on the gas, to be able to make a difference in your job, and at the same time, to enjoy doing it. I was just talking about work experience and life experience. I'll take you into both. For me, professional experience means more than 20 years of experience in the sale and distribution of high quality articles in the consumer goods sector. I loved selling since I was a child. I enjoyed dealing with products, explaining them, and getting people excited about it, and of course also convincing them of a product. And I like to think about how products and especially services can be made even better. But in the end, I think everything always revolves around people. And that brings me to my second point, life experience. Life experience also has not exclusively, but predominantly to do with people. It's nice to gain life experience. It's nice to meet new people. And I think it's nice to learn from people on the one hand and to develop yourself further on the other, so that more and more people can learn from you. I like to network. And by network, Alexander, I don't just mean gathering connections on LinkedIn. I enjoy interacting with people, getting to know them, and building relationships. I founded Clevolution together with Evelyn. Clevolution is a recruitment agency that always sees things from the human perspective. On the one hand, from the point of view of our clients, that means companies that are looking for new employees. And on the other hand, from the point of view of possible candidates for these vacancies, we don't discuss, we just solve. We develop and we empower companies and people. And at this point, you notice again our common passion for people. But Alexander, since the question was to introduce myself, finally, my personal interests. I love good food, fine cigars, delicious drinks, interior design, sporting activities, and fast cars. And Evelyn and me have a great and firm faith in God.
Yeah, we recently had a social media shooting and André had all these kind of nice things with him, so that you see all the nice glasses and all these other things that you need for social media shooting. So I was pretty impressed with that. Absolutely. Yeah.
And we had a lot of fun together, Alexander. You're right. Yeah.
Definitely. Why, André, were you interested in connecting with me in the first place?
Yeah, Alexander, Clivofactive, I think from my side is the ingenious connection between Clivolution and the effective statistician. With Clivofactive, we bring together the concentrated power of personal consulting and recruitment, as well as many years of experience and expertise in statistics. For us, this means that with you, Alexander, we have a partner at our side who has contacts both with companies and with potential candidates. And to put it very concretely, contacts with companies mean new consulting and placement orders, and contact with candidates means filling the open positions with really good and suitable people. Of course, even before Clivofactive, we were already working in the field of statistics. But with Clivofactive, however, we can make this area a further focus and achieve a completely different impact on the market. Statistics is going to be a pretty competitive market in the future. But together with Clivofactive, we will play a decisive role in this market, both nationally and also internationally. We are thus pushing ahead with our planned expansion in a structured manner. And with Clivofactive, we have the opportunity to offer both companies and candidates added value through training, coaching, webinars, and career planning. This connection is just great. We are convinced that those who have entered into the right partnerships will prevail in the market. And Clivofactive is a pretty strong eye-to-eye collaboration between Clivolution and the effective statistician.
Yes, I'm also absolutely excited about this collaboration. I know Evelyn since a long time. I think it's really the human side. Yeah, it's connecting on a personal level. And I have lots of, let's say, mixed experiences with recruiters, like probably many people, both from a candidate perspective, as well as from a hiring manager perspective. And I think there's a huge opportunity here to bring back together these two worlds. On one hand, my wide network, my reach, my knowledge about what exactly statisticians need, what are the different skills, all these different parts, and working with recruiters who really have the individual person, the human side, on the forefront, and not the dollars, which I think is really important. Let's dive a little bit into the current situation for us quantitative scientists, so statisticians, data scientists, statistical programmers. Andre, how do you see the current market at the moment?
Yeah, Alexander, when we think about statisticians and similar fields, we always talk about the life science field. And within the life science, the field of statistics is still very young compared to many other fields, but it is also a rapidly growing market. And almost all companies have now found that it is a decisive competitive advantage if the statistics area is well managed, the department is well positioned, and optimally integrated between the other departments in the company. And this competitive advantage is particularly noticeable in terms of time and also money. Functioning statistics in similar areas save the company time and money. On the one hand, as already mentioned, this is a rapidly growing market. But on the other hand, it is also a highly competitive market for the best talent. And companies that are currently redesigning and setting up their statistics for the future will celebrate success in the market. And of course, all employed statisticians, data scientists, and statistical analysts benefit from this, because they are a sought-after group and therefore a group with a great future ahead of them. They will soon assume even more key functions in companies. But however, this also means that a focus must be placed on training, as more and more people are being sought for this area. You must be very well trained. So we are talking here about both quantity and, in our opinion, above all, quality. Universities as well as companies are asked to take action here in order to satisfy these needs and requirements of the market. But since you are also part of Cleveland Effective, Alexander, let's turn the question around. How do you see the market right now?
I think during COVID, lots of people stayed in a safe place and didn't want to move because there was a lot of uncertainty. Now, as we hopefully more and more getting past the biggest impacts of this pandemic, there's a lot of more movement. There's a lot of movement in terms of reassignment, new job offers, all these kind of different things. There's a lot of opportunities for candidates to find new areas. The second thing that I see is that, as you said, data plays a more and more important role. Just for example, in the reimbursement space, the new EU HTA regulations that are currently rolled out have a huge emphasis on data. The ICH E9 addendum about estimates is still not fully implemented. I think we are actually quite far away from having that fully implemented and successfully implemented. That needs strong statisticians. There are new innovative designs, ideas coming out all the time. And these help us to develop new therapies, new diagnostics, all these kind of different things in a more and more effective, targeted way. I've recently was at a company that was working in the diagnostic space. And for them, working with big pharma partners is really important. And the head of this group told me her team is seen as a competitive advantage for this diagnostics company. The senior people sell the services of their company also through the quality of their statisticians, data scientists, and programmers. I believe this will be the future. I believe that statisticians will play a bigger and more important role, more and more. And as you said, Andre, that depends on well-trained, high-quality people.
Yes.
So I believe the demand for statisticians will only increase. Unfortunately, the supply not so much increase. Or let's put it that way. It depends on which side you sit on. Yeah. So for the candidates, I think there's a really great future. There are lots of opportunities. For the recruiting companies, for the hiring managers, that comes with lots of challenges because finding the right people and getting them into your company is more and more a challenge. And this kind of, you just talk to a recruiter and then this will work out, doesn't work anymore. Then you get only these kind of standard CVs. Like recently we talked with a hiring manager and he said, every time I post something, I get these kind of standard CVs. We already make jokes about it. He says that it's, look, I got again this CV that I got from 25 other recruiters already. And I told these other 25 recruiters already that this is not a good fit for my job. Because in the end, statisticians, data scientists, programmers, we have so diverse set of skills. And we are not all the same. And likewise, you need very specific skills for all these different positions. Is it more real-world evidence background? Do you need experience in a certain therapeutic area? Do you need to have experience in biomarkers, in patient-reported outcomes, in regulatory interactions, in HTA, in preclinical, in manufacturing? There's so many different aspects. And of course, we have this kind of generic stats title, but under this kind of umbrella stats, there are lots of niches. And getting the right people into these niches, that is our aim.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit about working with a recruiter. Evelyn, you have worked as a recruiter for a very long time now. What do you think a candidate should expect from a good recruiter?
Well, Alexander, that's a very good question. And I will give you my personal view on that. If I'm a candidate, I want to be seen as an individual person and not as just a number. I expect the recruiter to contact me with a personal approach. So I expect that my profile was very well reviewed and that the recruiter has understood which kind of person I might be and which kind of potential next step I can go in my professional career. So in the direct conversation, I expect also honesty, transparency, and also a good knowledge and details about the position, about the team I'm going in, about the leaders, maybe also the leadership style, but also the company culture. So these factors are for me important, or more important than the company's name or just the salary range in first instance. And as a good recruiter, I think they need to inspire me about the position and the opportunity. So in addition, I expect the recruiting process without any time pressure. So I need to have the freedom to take my time to think about that. And that is important for me. And the way and also frequency of communication should also be respectful and taking into account my availability. So they should treat me seriously. And in case of a recommendation to the client, I expect that the recruiter is not only sending or uploading my CV to the client's database. I can do this on my own. But I would like them also to introduce me with a recommendation which describe me as a whole person with my passion and also my goals and why I'm the best candidate fitting into the company and be interviewed in any case. So I appreciate a wise, transparent, and also good guidance during the interview process. So this is my personal view from the candidate's perspective.
Yep. You want to have a really good relationship there also with yes. the sponsoring companies, the recruiting mm-hmm. companies that you call clients. Another point is also that throughout the recruitment process, you keep in touch. Yeah, they're not ghosted. You're not left alone somewhere. I think another really important point is that you're only contacted for relevant positions at the beginning. I don't know how often I get contacted for positions that really you could easily see from just checking my LinkedIn profile are not the right fit. Yeah. Positions that are for junior positions or positions that are for people that would need to, don't know, fly to the US all the time. Yeah. Where you can see kind of, hey, I have a family. Can you see that on my LinkedIn profile? Or nowadays where have my own company, people they come with jobs that's obviously not a good fit. And that is one of the most important things you should also get from a recruiter. Only the relevant ones and not being distracted by any jobs that comes along.
Absolutely, Alexander. And I think also this kind of approach is leading that to the fact that candidates are no longer really reacting on very good positions, and also that the chances are not coming to the right people anymore, because people are somehow don't want to answer anymore mm-hmm. because the approach is really something they have no benefit from, and they don't want to have these conversations anymore.
Yeah, it's this bombshell approach, you know, hire lots of junior recruiters and then they go through all the CVs and mm-hmm. contact everybody. It just leads to a lot of noise and a lot of mm-hmm. distress. Yeah, completely agree. That's what you should expect from a good recruiter. How can you identify bad ones? What are red flags that you would see?
I think, Alexander, on what I outlined and what I as a candidate personally expect from a recruiter, my flex would be being contacted by mass mail approach, by very pushy follow-up, also no real knowledge of the clinical research area and also the role, the company's culture, etc. Then also, in first instance, the direct and first approach with the company's name and also the salary range. And as I said, also the time pressure.
Yeah.
And I think also from the company's perspective, you need to carefully check the culture and also the methods of the agency and how they approach also candidates. So they are your longer arm and you're also, they're making marketing for you, right? And also the recruitment process needs to be visible and match also the company's culture and meet the expectation of the company and how the company should be seen on the market. And as an example, if the company get aware that potential candidates are not interested in working for the company due to wrong information provided by the agency to the candidates, then the alarm clocks should ring. And should I make a joke? Latest, if the own employees of the company or the department leader, him or herself, are being contacted by their own for their own positions, then it's obvious that this might not be the right agency.
I've seen that a couple of times as well, where at a former company, we bought another company and then we had open positions and the recruiters contacted this company that we owned to hire people from that for our positions, which was really funny as, of course, these people then directly contacted me and my supervisor and said, do you know that we have been just been asked to join your team by this agency? Yeah. That's because people have no clue and no respect. They don't know what companies are off bounds. The internal processes within the recruitment agencies probably don't work very well. And yeah, it's just handled as probably some kind of mass market. Yeah, some kind of generic recruitment whatsoever moving forward. And that's probably more harmful than helpful in the end. So let's dive into a little bit more on the company perspective. André, what can recruiters do to help companies find the right people?
Yeah, Alexander, in my eyes, many companies do not have the time and the capacity to take care of new employees who are really suitable. But you have, on the other hand, the possibility to book agencies like Clevolution to solve this task for. And therefore, I allow myself to answer the questions from the point of view of Clevolution. At Clevolution, we do nothing but network all day long. We get to know new people. We keep in touch with them. And that's why we decided also to use the claim active talent selection. We have our ear on the market and are always very well informed about current situations. And therefore, our approach is very clear. We do not only collect CVs or similar documents, but we maintain contacts and replace people. This is our heartbeat, you can say. In practice, it looks like this. We don't provide a shortlist from which the companies have to spend a lot of time looking for suitable candidates, but we provide exactly the right candidates with meaningful letters of recommendation. That means that we invest a lot of time and passion in order to save the company a lot of time and money. With our network, we go much deeper into the market than a company would ever be able to. And we are able to supply candidates that are often not available at all on the open market. This requires very close agreements between us and the companies in order to know and to understand the real exact requirements. I always say one of our USPs is Evelyn herself, because with her over 20 years of experience and expertise in the national and international CRO business, she not only knows many people in our industry, but she also understands connections and recognizes backgrounds. And this, I think, is very essential for successful consultancy and also recruitment, Alexander.
Very good. Yeah. In the end, I know as a hiring manager, the last thing that I want is no CVs. And second to that is not the right CVs. Yeah. And then people that just waste my time. Yeah.
It's a difference when you invest a lot of time before and save the time for your client. Yeah. And this is the difference we try to do. And often we are successful.
Yeah. The other thing is also, I want to have a partner that really understands what I'm asking for. Yeah. That understands when I say, I need someone with PRO experience, I need someone with phase two, phase three experience. I need someone that can help us with combining real-world evidence and clinical trials, knows what he's talking about, yeah? And I have seen that so often, yeah? That people really don't understand what are these buzzwords? What are these abbreviations about? What is RWE? What is HTA? What is PRO? What is whatsoever, yeah? Because they don't understand from the inside how this whole development process works. And that is where Evelyn and myself have a very different approach, because we have done this ourselves and have worked ourselves in this industry for decades. And this makes a huge difference compared to working with recruiters that have been recruiters their whole life. Of course, there's some exceptions. Yeah, if you have really concentrated on biostatistics for decades, then probably you have gained some experience over the time. But if you have been recruiting for all kinds of different areas, it will be really difficult and challenging to understand what are the specifics of the statistics field, and then being a relevant partner for a hiring manager. So let's turn it around. This was a lot what we provide for hiring managers. What do we provide for candidates, Evelyn?
Yeah, for candidates, I think our CLEVE Effective Network gives you really, as candidate, also the opportunity to join this network. So it will be an exclusive networking environment. And joining also our CLEVE Effective Network, you exclusively will have access to relevant trainings, to coachings, to career, and also professional development opportunities. And this will be granted through podcasts, trainings, consulting sessions, and also the direct contact to us as a team from the CLEVE Effective team. And you as a candidate also will benefit from our contact to interesting life science companies and also special job opportunities. And of course, you can expect our professional support in a recruiting and also interviewing process and beyond.
Exactly. So how does that look in detail? If you join our network, and you can do that by just checking the show notes, we have the link to the CLEVE Effective homepage there. By the way, it's just cleveeffective.com, very easy to remember. And on this CLEVE Effective homepage, as a candidate, you can join this network very easily. You will be asked a series of questions. So this is in order to for us to better understand who you are, what are your preferences, all these kind of different things that are not directly and easily seeable from the CV. Of course, then we'll also get in touch personally, because we want to know who is in the network. And then the second thing is what you will get. You will be invited to our exclusive webinars, exclusive meetups, all these kind of different things that will only be available for partners in this CLEVE Effective Network. So for the candidates, for the people that are interested. So even if you're not at the moment looking for a new job, who knows what happens in a year, in 2 years? Our environment is pretty volatile. Yeah. Even if you're working in a big company, that doesn't mean that you will work there forever. I've seen so many companies that where the pipeline dries out, there's a big restructuring, and then you see yourself being made redundant. I don't like this term. And looking for new opportunities. That can happen so often. And so joining this network, you will then be able to find new opportunities very fast. And along the way, you join this network and learn more to boost your career from Evelyn, from myself, potentially from others in our network. So join this network, head over to cleveffective.com, and it will be great to see you inside of the network. Let's speak a little bit further about the recruiting manager. Evelyn, we have talked already a little bit about all these different things, what a recruitment manager can expect from CleveFactive. Anything further you would like to add or emphasize?
Yes. So if you are a hiring or recruiting manager, I think CleveFactive offers you exclusive access to really highly motivated, trained potential new employees through our network of candidates. And together with us as the CleveFactive team, we develop well-founded requirement profiles, highlight the advantages of your company, and finally represents you and your company to the candidate market. So we are reaching out, find the candidates that exactly match your team and also your corporate culture. Our extensive pre-evaluation and also interviewing process with candidates before we present them to you will save you time, gives you well-selected profiles, and we will make your life easier. We are sure you will have a lot of fun within this process when you are working with us.
Yeah, definitely fun. And yeah, make it easy. I think that is what we all look for. As a hiring manager, you have so many kind of different things you need to think about. There's fires burning quite often at all the different places. You don't need another problem with hiring new people.
Yeah, Alexander, but let's also change again the position. How will CleveFactive help you as a statistician that is interested in making an impact in the market?
We talked a little bit about the different formats. Let's dive into a couple of the different topics that we will discuss within the CleveFactive network. So one thing is Evelyn will share a lot about her insights from the recruitment process. What are the do's and don'ts? How can you best prepare for an interview? What can you do to be easily found? So one of the first topics we will talk about is how can you improve your LinkedIn profile so that you're easily found, that it's really something that stands out. We will talk about how you can leverage LinkedIn to build your reputation. We will also give you lots of knowledge about leadership development. When I talk about leadership, if you're listening to the podcast for some time, this is not just about supervisory skills. It's actually much more about influencing others and provide a lot of training for free through the network as well. We'll have regular webinars. All of these will be recorded and made available to all the people that join the network. So even if you miss a webinar or if you miss some of these meetups, you can later have a look into these. So make sure to join the CleveFactive network. Again, I mentioned it, cleveffective.com, and join. It's a growing network, and I really look forward to seeing you there.
Yeah, thank you, Alexander. Maybe last question to you. If you have one wish for CleveFactive, how does it look like?
So if I look into the future, my goal would be that CleveFactive is the place for statisticians, data scientists, and programmers in our life science industry, where we connect with each other and help each other find the right position, where there's no kind of bad recruitment processes. Everything works very easily, seriously, Because in the end, it's about our jobs. Yeah, what we do 8 hours per day or more. No, yeah, 8 hours per day or more. And you should have fun during this time. My goal is through Clevofactive, you find the right position that is optimal for you. And that hiring managers also find the right people. And if we bring the right positions, the right people together, then I think we as a function can have a much, much bigger impact. If we, through Clevofactive, provide the right training to the people, then we can also have a bigger impact. And this is why I started the Effective Statistician. I want statisticians to reach their full potential, because I very much believe that this has a huge impact on the life of patients. If we statisticians really grow, if we develop ourselves, we develop our function, that will have a huge impact on society. So that's where I see Clevofactive in the future. The place where the right people find the right positions, the right companies, so that you can have fun at work, that supervisors have the right people in their teams, and yeah, things are moving really fun in this network. That's my dream of Clevofactive.
Wow, great.
Sounds good, yeah.
So at the end of our interview today, I know that this is a big wish, but every big wish begins with a first step. So at last, André, Evelyn, can you give us a short overview of what is already planned for Clevofactive at the moment?
Yes, of course, we will do that, Alexander. We are currently in initial discussions with companies to introduce Clevofactive and also our unique approach. And as you already mentioned, we are constantly expanding our network of statisticians in order to have the right candidate at the hand at the right time. And when it comes to business, our goal, of course, is to be number one agency for statisticians, data scientists, and statistical analysts. We are a reliable partner for companies, and companies must enjoy working with Clevofactive. To this end, we will offer them various added values that only Clevofactive can deliver to this extent and also in this quality. And what we are planning for candidates, this is what Evelyn will tell us now.
Yeah, so we are ready that you as a candidate can join our Clevofactive network. So you can register on our website, clevofactive.com. And once you have registered, you get exclusive access to the relevant trainings, coachings, career, and also professional development opportunities. This will also be granted through podcasts, trainings, consulting sessions, and also the direct contact to us as the Clevofactive team. We have already planned monthly career coachings with the option to also answer your questions. In addition, you can also bring in your wishes of topics you would like to have input in. So let's connect. We are really looking forward to get connected and welcome you in our network.
We will definitely also attend a couple of typical conferences and these kind of things. And if you see Evelyn, André, or myself at these events, then just step by, yeah, and ask us about Clevofactive. For example, the PSI conference is upcoming, and I'll be there as well. So if you want to learn more about this initiative, just approach me and talk to me. Very good. Awesome. That was a great interview about a pretty cool initiative. And I can't wait to see how this is growing. We'll surely have further discussions about Clevofactive in the future here on the Effective Statistician podcast. And for the time being, thanks so much, Evelyn and André, for having this time in this cloudy Friday morning here and talking about this pretty cool collaboration, the Clevofactive network, the Clevofactive initiative that will help both candidates and hiring managers to come together.
Thank you, Alexander.
Yeah, we also say thank you for your time, and we really enjoyed it, and we will enjoy going on with Clevofactive together with you. And we started something nice and it will grow and we will do and have something really big.
Yep. And impactful and helpful. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
This show was created in association with PSI. Thanks to Rain and her team at VVS for the show in the background, and thank you for listening. Hopefully, we'll see us at the PSI conference very, very soon. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.